Okay, everybody, now we're going to go into the two charts that are shown in sequence. The first one being for the VUSTX, which is the Vanguard Long-Term Treasury Fund. These long-term treasury bond funds are known as the bad news bonds. Any kind of very secure type of a bond generally will only show price appreciation, which is shown in the scale here, where the recent price is 1180 at the right hand side. And the idea of owning bonds when you have an indication that there is a serious problem is basically that you're trying to get capital appreciation. This bond generally has been yielding per annum, like between 4.2 and 4.0 funds, 4.0 and 4.2% in recent times. But going back further, long-term history, it's had higher interest rates than that because we're in a low interest rate environment. In the T, in the chart, you'll see this big black T, which goes back to the peak in early October, and there's a declining tops pattern in the price of the bond fund. And if you project that out to the future as an equal amount, which is standard T projection, you would expect that the rise that comes from the April low is eventually going to carry out for another 2 or 3 months. Those projections aren't terribly accurate, but there's some truth to it. And you'll see that I have two black lines showing an ascending triangle pattern, rising bottoms coming up from May. You keep getting these pullbacks. You're up near the top of a rising tops trend, and that's known as an ascending triangle. In the technical analysis, the ascending the triangle pattern and the head and shoulders top or reversal pattern are considered to be the more reliable patterns. And if you ever take an examination for futures or anything like that, they'll ask you the question: when you have a triangular pattern, like which is a congestion area here, what's the outcome? The outcome is going to be the same direction as coming into the congestion period. So it was rising rapidly, and then it's been stalled. And as you come to the apex of this pennant or triangle formation, you expect it's going to break to the upside. The upside breakout could be justified by the larger T, but it also could be justified if the economics indicators turn down, because the bonds are prone to rally in price on top of the as a product of bad news in the economics area. And certainly if you get a bearish T confirmation, breakdown below the support level, that would be probably interpreted as a breakdown in the economy as well, on the fact that the people that are selling don't like what they see. And so I would say that that's what the forecast is going to be, and we just have to wait and see how it comes out. If you go down to the other oscillators, you'll notice that the if you look at the other indicators which are down there, there is no money flow index, which is MFI, because there's no trade during the day where they can get the up and down volume. And so we can only look at the RSI. It's got a declining tops pattern, and maybe there's a line that's going to be cut, and maybe it's cut it, so it's going to turn up. And then if you go down to the MACD, you see it. Maybe there's a declining tops pattern that's going to break out there too. So what you're really looking for here is to get some kind of a confirmation by virtue of the fact that the T is bearish, that the short range T is bearish, and that there is bad things going on which are going to cause this to have the rally and break out of the apex of the triangle. And we'll have to see how that goes. Now let's set that aside, and we'll go to the next chart, which is the PDF chart, which is going to be for the gold GLD, in the form of GLD. And it has a triangle pattern also that can be interpreted as this top back in December, and then you have this top in May, which is slightly higher, that it pulls back. Then you come up to these other tops, the one in June, and you pull back, and now you're coming back as of Friday up to that again. That, along with the rising bottoms pattern that's with the black line rising up, is another triangle pattern. And these are considered to be continuation patterns. That is, you were rising up last year in 2009, and you made this top, then you went into this congestion period, and the outcome is expected to be more or less more possible to be to the breakout. In the case of the Nenner forecast, if you buy gold at sometime in August or sometime in the summer, it would seem that the triangle pattern is going to be closer to resolution in very near term. And we listened to Jim Sinclair talking about his bet that gold is going to be $1,650 come New Year, where it's now, this GLD is, you have to multiply the number by 10, so it's 1227. 1227 now, going to 1650, and I would say that, you know, he's been in the business for 40 or 50 years, and so, you know, that's what he thinks, and, you know, the long-range T looks going up to out to 2020 is bullish for gold. It would seem to me that you just have to be bullish on this thing and not particularly worried about whether it's a good time to, what's a good time to buy it, and probably a reaction in this time period is a good place to buy it. If you break out, then you'll get another reaction probably, and then that would when that runs its course, that's a good place to run, because what you're basically doing is you're aiming for a long-term uptrend in which all the investment people see that there's no use to owning the common stocks is basically an asset that doesn't justify their money, and that the gold is a suitable asset to protect yourself against either inflation or deflation, and it probably doesn't make any difference. If you look at the oscillators down below, one of the big advantages you get in a GLD, which traded during the day, is that now the money flow index MFI comes out to be okay. And you'll notice that, as I mentioned before, there was the MFI indicator went down to the low, normal low at the 20 level. Three and a half weeks ago, and it's come up, and if you know everything is so bullish, you'd think that they're not going to see a top until the MFI goes up to the 80 level. And you'll notice that the MACD has come down, it's gone flat, maybe it'll turn up here, that would be good. Okay, and if you look at the RSI indicator, you see it's holding its lows in the, you know, probably 55 level here. And if you get lucky on this one, you could go up to the 70 level, which is where 70 level or better than that. That's what you'd be looking for as an overbought condition in a place where you wanted to lighten it up. I don't know of any way to draw T's in this pattern, at least not in the short-term picture that makes a lot of sense. Sometimes you see cyclical tops coming by, but I think that just because you're in the apex of the triangle, that's a critical zone. The best thing to do is to make sure that whenever it pulls back, if it wants to pull back next week, make sure it doesn't violate this rising black line on the bottoms pattern, and wait for some kind of a breakout to the upside, in hope that a bunch of investors jump on the bandwagon for the gold, and then push it up, and then we'll start looking at the oscillators to see if there's an overbought condition. Maybe try something else to get a price level. Generally speaking, there isn't any reason to sell any gold. It's just a question of trying to gauge where you might have some kind of an explosive blow-off. If you go back and you look at the November to December run-up of last year, you can see that the blow-off could be extremely large. And, of course, that's what Sinclair is looking for. He's looking for, because he sees lots of problems, and you know that's where you make all your money. So you don't get too jittery over the short-term trends, because the big payoff on gold is going into the 2020 area, maybe if Sinclair is right, it's into the seasonally strong period going into the new year. But in any case, this congestion period here in the apex of what appears to be a triangle, there's no sense in doing any trading in here, I don't think. I think it's just let it go and see if it can resolve itself on a breakout, which is common of a... Incidentally, the apex of the triangle is the left side of a T, basically. If it turns out that you get an extraordinary breakout, we're going to claim that there's a center post of a T at the breakout point, and this whole top pattern from December of last year to here, which is six or seven months, that's the left side of a T, and they're going to take it up real hard. So that's the way you interpret the chart in terms of T theory, and the oscillators will kind of tell you whether that's going on or not. Okay, so that's pretty much what I have to add in today. I don't think that there's anything that we can say until we get to next Wednesday when I do my my update on the short-range T picture. Basically, that's going to be getting pretty close to the end of the month, and we should see some breakouts on these things if they're really bullish. And I'll discuss those on the Wednesday update. No need for that T-Theory Foundation to do daily data. Every two or three market days is fine. We pretty much stay on top of everything until we get to Wednesday, which will cover the Tuesday data. But I think there's enough information here. You can see what's going on going into Tuesday's close of next week and what to expect. And so I will close out this T-Theory observation for this Sunday, and I will be ready to give my next thoughts on the early Wednesday morning update for the T-Theory Foundation site. Thank you for checking in, and have a good week. Bye-bye.